Bible is the word of Almighty God. Therefore, it does not need to be defended, only understood. The purpose of this program is to present to you, our viewers, the key to understanding the Scriptures. There is within the pages of the Bible itself a God-given design for studying the Bible. All the confusion that exists within Christianity today is the result of two failures. Number one, ignoring God's design for Bible study, and number two, failing to believe what the Bible actually says. We remind you of what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:18, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever." We're instructed in Romans 3:4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." We are informed by 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And as well, God tells us how to study His Word in 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rather dividing the word of truth." That's God's design, rather dividing the word of truth. Not according to your liking, not into verses you want or don't want to obey, but making distinctions where God makes distinctions. Obeying that portion of the Bible that is specifically addressed to us today. Now tonight we have a special treat for you. The Grace Men's Trio will sing.
We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome. For we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by.
By and by,
by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. Though the future may seem blurred, still we're following His word, and we'll understand it better by and by.
By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We will understand it better by and by.
Certainly understand about it as we study His Word, and we want to remember that we can understand that Jesus Christ walked that lonely road to Calvary and paid for our sins. Lonely road up Calvary's way.
Of the Calvary way, with my Savior one day, with a heart that was breaking. Crown of thorns that He wore, heavy cross that He bore, it was all for me and
pathway to God. We can travel that Calvary way too.
Lord, is Jesus in love leads to heaven above, for we know that the Bible is true.
Farther along, we're going to understand it. We're going to understand it all by and by.
Tempted and tried.
Understand why.
stand it all by and by. We'll understand it all by and by. All by and by.
Now Carl's going to share a great song. This is Why I Sing.
Much to say and say it very well. Songs that speak of earthly love like trees and flowers and skies above and wars both won and lost. But songs I love to sing are songs that speak of Jesus, for he hath given me a brand new life to live. He shed his blood, he died, and rose for our sins. That's why I sing and shout and serve him every day. That's why I sing and shout and serve him every day. Songs exalting man's great feats and sonnets telling of retreat, we've heard them. And liberty for every race, we've heard our nation's call. But songs I love to sing are songs that speak of Jesus, for he hath given me a brand new.
Song, Brother Carl. We'd like to share a medley of a couple of old hymns at Calvary and Near the Cross.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. confess my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary.
Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. At Calvary. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all a healing stream flows from.
Brother Carl Trimboli is going to share some scriptures and thoughts with you now.
Well, I hope you're having quite a enjoying yourself as much as we are singing here, because we're sure having a good time today. I never realized how much fun it was singing gospel music and praising the Lord at the same time and hoping to edify the saints also. So you just sit back and you enjoy. We've got one more song for you, so don't go away yet. Today, we're singing about the cross, and we preach about the cross. And there's an apostle in the Bible, the Apostle Paul. He glories in the cross, he says. In Galatians chapter 6, he says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We had that song there that was talking about the cross and glorying in the cross. That's where we glory, not in ourselves, not in what we can do. But the apostle points, the Bible points, to the Lord Jesus Christ when he died on Calvary's Hill for us. That's where we glory. That's where our salvation comes from. The greatest feat that was ever accomplished was accomplished there at Calvary. And if you never heard about what Jesus Christ did for you there, it's the gospel of your salvation where it says Christ died for our sins. And over in 1 Corinthians, I'd like to read you some passages there, and it talks about the power of God unto salvation, and that points to the cross. Now, the cross, when we say the cross, and when the Bible says the cross, it's everything that Jesus Christ did there. He not only suffered, he bled, he died, he was buried, he rose from the dead, he was spit on, he was reviled, but yet he reviled not. All those things wrapped together is Jesus Christ's perfect work of redemption for us. He did that for you, and he did that for me. And it's time now that maybe if you've never received that redemption, forgiveness of sins, it's provided for you, and it's provided to you by faith in Jesus Christ. Listen to what the verses say in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now you know why we're singing songs about the cross and preaching about the cross. It says, to us that are saved, it's the power of God. The non-believer or the unbeliever or the unsaved, as we might say, looks at the cross of Christ and everything that Jesus Christ did, and he says, that's foolishness. You know how I know that? Because it's written down in a book here. I have a book. You can find a book. And if you don't have one, go ahead and get one. It's a Bible. I read out of a King James Bible. And I enjoy this because it tells me something for sure. I don't have to imagine things in my mind, how Jesus Christ did all these things. Or if a man comes along and tells me something on how to be saved or how to receive forgiveness of sins, I know for sure exactly what God wants me to do to have forgiveness. And that's to believe in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Other people, maybe yourself, maybe you look at the cross and you say, that's foolishness. And the only way I know that you would be unsaved if you called the cross foolish is because that's how you view it. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. It reads down in verse 21, it says, "For after that the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." To save them that believe in that cross, where others call that foolishness, it is the power of God to save those people who want to believe. And it's given to you today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then and only then can you lean on him for salvation, for he saved you, and then you can lean on him for your everyday life also.
Turn to see who's coming.
find me in the way. And I see that it's my Savior, and I hear him gently say, lean on me. When you have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand, lean on me. When your heart begins to bleed, when you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. Lean on me. When you have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand, lean on me. When your heart begins to bleed, when you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. When you come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. I'm all you need.
We're so pleased to have the opportunity to sing these wonderful old songs about Jesus Christ. The Grace Men have been together for about 9 months. We started at the Grace Bible Church and just began singing a few songs together and found that it was such a wonderful opportunity that we decided to share these songs with others as often as we could. We'd like to make a cassette tape of our singing ministry available to you. If you'll just write me at Jim Wiltshire, The Grace Men, 29249 Hayes, J12, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Or you can call 1-810-772-2213. We'd love to share a free cassette tape with you if you'll just write or call. And we want to sing about Jesus Christ in every opportunity we have. We're so grateful that Grace Bible Church, who puts on these programs, has given us this opportunity to sing songs about Jesus Christ.